হলিনেস ভক্তি স্বরূপ দামোদর মহারাজ, নাও ক্যান ইউ হিয়ার মি? ওকে, হাউ মেনি অফ ইউ নো অ্যাবাউট শ্রীপাদ ভক্তি স্বরূপ দামোদর মহারাজ? How many of you don't know? Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj is one of our God brothers, a very dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj was in America when Prabhupada went there. He did his PhD from the University of California, and he was, I think, working as a research scholar, and so when Maharaj was in America, in California, he came in contact. He came in contact with Srila Prabhupada. Anyway. And Prabhupada accepted him with a lot of affection at that time. Srila Prabhupada created the Bhaktivedanta Institute, the scientific preaching wing of ISKCON, and Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj was the main person for BI. Prabhupada had many wonderful discussions with Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj during the morning walk. Like, Prabhupada had a way of challenging the scientists. Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj was the scientist and Prabhupada was smashing him. So this is how. How many of you read that life comes from life? Yeah. That book is mainly Prabhupada's conversation and discussion with Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. And I had the good fortune of having a very close relationship with Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. Eventually, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj came back to India. Maharaj was from Manipur, so he started his center in Manipur. At that time I was in Mayapur, and it was in 1980. Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj asked me to help him in his teaching in Manipur, because those days there were very few devotees and the Westerners couldn't go to Manipur because it was a special sensitive area. So Maharaj asked me to help, and working. So I decided, I told him, yes, sure, I will help you.
and Maharaj started the temple in Manipur, in Nepal, and I became the temple president in Nepal temple, and we used to have a very wonderful time together because there were very few devotees, but lots of preaching, because Manipur is a beautiful place, and that's a place where the Vaishnava culture is very, very prevalent. Most of the Manipuris are actually Vaishnavas. And so we used to have a lot of preaching, and so we had a very wonderful time together in Manipur. Then in 1981, Maharaj requested me to get involved in the BI also, Bhaktivedanta Institute. So I became one of the directors of BI with Maharaj. And we did a lot of preaching, like in America, we traveled around a lot of places, and lots of preaching. Hari Bol, how are you? When did you come? Okay. And you are in New Mayapur or here in Thailand? How is your mother in it? So, everything is going on nicely in Sari? Nicely. So we also worked together in BI, and then eventually I set up a BI in Calcutta, and then in 1987-88, there was a lot of crisis in ISKCON, and I also became a GBC of France with Maharaj. There also we had a wonderful time together, working together. It was a big challenge actually. At that time ISKCON had a lot of difficulties because practically, by that time, 6 out of 11 gurus of ISKCON fell down. And they were very powerful individuals in France and Europe. And so we had to take over the broken pieces actually. And our biggest challenge at that time was to save New Mayapur, because we lost everything. In Paris we had a beautiful restaurant called La Boussier. We lost that. We had a palace in France, in Paris, called Ermenonville. That also we lost. The only thing left to us in France was New Mayapur, a farm, beautiful farm, with about 1,000 acres of land, or another one. Do you know how much land? Huh? Oh, 87 hectares means multiplied by 2.5. So 87, so about 300 acres of land. 300 acres of land with a chateau, with a palace. Chateau Dublay. And so we had a big challenge to save the palace, the Chateau de M, the Chateau de Play, Noble Mayapur. And we managed to save. And here is Madhavendra Puri, who helped immensely in that. And Gadadhar also was there in the team. And like, for example, to save New Mayapur, we had to borrow a lot of money, about $300,000. And although there was nothing in France at that time, this team, Madhavendra, Gadadhar, this is Gadadhar Prabhu, he's a disciple of Bhakti Sardamanda Maharaj. So they collected actually, with the help of one of our very wonderful godfather, Yogesh Chandra. He was the leader and he was motivating them to go out and sell paintings and collect. So by selling paintings, we actually collected $300,000 and paid it back. So this way we had so many wonderful adventures together, Bhakti Sarvadamana Maharaj and I. And unfortunately, in 2007, all of a sudden, Maharaj left us.
2006.
And Maharaj left his body in Calcutta. All of a sudden, one morning I was giving the Bhagavatam class and I got the news that Maharaj left his body in Calcutta. And so I immediately got in touch with the devotees. And they told that they are going to bring his body to Vrindavan. So I flew in from Ujjain, came to Vrindavan. Maharaj's body was flown from Calcutta, and overnight the body was kept in Sri Sri Krishna Balaram temple. And then next morning he was brought here, and this was where Maharaj was kept in his samadhi, a very special place, not only in Vrindavan, in Govardhan, on the bank of Radhakund. We can see what an immense good fortune Maharaj had to be here, eternally residing in that place. His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj ki.
Yeah.
Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj did amazing preaching among the scientific community. In 1985 or 86, the time is not, the year is not very clear in my mind. It was even earlier, I think it was in 83. The conference, the synthesis between science and religion, was held in Bombay. Then he held another conference in San Francisco. Then in 96, to mark Srila Prabhupada's centennial, he held this conference in Calcutta. And this conference was dignitaries, scholars, and a few Nobel laureates participated in those conferences. And what they were promoting? The scientists were promoting the scientific basis of spiritual
life. Scientific basis of spiritual reality. That was Prabhupada's idea. The scientific basis of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not just some sentimental concept. It is not just some philosophical idea. It is a scientific reality. Reality can be established through science. Only something that is real can be established through science. What is not real cannot be established. So science means experimentally verified facts. So spiritual nature, is it real or is it fictitious? It's real. So if it is real, it cannot be proven scientifically. That was Prabhupada's point. So the scientific basis of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is based, is founded on science. And as you all have also seen, like, we don't just speak of a faith or belief. What do you say? If you have a question, we have the answer. Right? It's not just you believe because I'm saying it. No. If you have any doubt, if you have any question, come and we'll have the answer. We can give you. That is what Krishna consciousness is. That's what the spiritual science is. So that is how Prabhupada established ISKCON, and BI was a very special project, very special wing of ISKCON, and Bhakti Swarup Damodar actually, Damodar Maharaj started this year because he was the first PhD that joined ISKCON, and he was Prabhupada's very dear disciple. Prabhupada had a lot of faith and a lot of affection for him. So this is Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj's Samadhi, Mandir. I was quite surprised that nothing has been done here, and the Samadhi has been constructed. So this devotee, what's your name?
Bipin Bihari Das.
Bipin Bihari Das, he is also from Manipur. He just told me that he gave me this.
Design of the Samadhi.
Design of the Samadhi. Can everybody see that? And it says a humble appeal for construction towards the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami at Radhakund, Mathura, UP.
The foundation is complete.
Foundation is complete. Okay. Dear respected noble friends, we humbly pray for the divine blessings of Sri Sri Radha Krishna Chandra upon your noble self and family members. Our beloved spiritual master Srila Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami Sripad entered into Samadhi on the 4th October 2006 on the bank of Radhakund Mathura, with his mind, heart, thoughts and deeds totally absorbed in the loving service of the lotus feet of his spiritual master, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Since that transcendental moment, it has been our earnest desire to erect the Samadhi Mandir in the sacred bhumi of Radhakund, wherein the spiritualized body of our Guru Maharaj is lovingly placed to join in helping the gopis and manjaris to serve eternally with Sri Radha Krishna in their transcendental nitya lives. According to Shastric instructions, a Samadhi Mandir built in memory of a great spiritually powerful devotee reminds his disciples and devotees of his eternal presence, life and teachings. So our spiritual master is still blessing us from his Samadhi at Radhakund as a never-failing guide in the pursuit of the devotional objectives. He set before all of us to fulfill the mission of Srila Prabhupada in the loving service of the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So I'll just go into the other next point, the last point, another last point. A sum of rupees 2.5 crores approximately is estimated to be incurred as per prevailing market rate of the construction material and articles. We are targeting to complete the construction of the Samadhi Mandir, if possible, well ahead of the Tirobhav Mahotsav of Sripad Spiritual Master on 14th October 2013. In this connection, it is submitted that such a big amount of Lakshmi as estimated would be an unbearable burden on the part of the construction committee of the Samadhi Mandir. Thus, involvement of all disciples of Sripad and also generous Krishna devotees from India and abroad who had been closely associated with our Gurudev in the mission of Srila Prabhupada is immediately sought.
How much has been collected this
year? 27 lakhs.
Thank you, sir.
So far.
But the target is 2.5. And since when you start this campaign? 2002. Yeah, it's a long way to go.
Anyway, all of you can contribute something here. Just drops of water fill up the ocean. So try to help Maharaj. Or maybe we can do one thing. We can make it a point that we'll collect and at least
we'll offer 1 lakh. Maybe rather than we can just make it a point to offer at least 1 lakh.
Hare Krishna. Srila Bhakti Saradamade Maharaj Ki Gaur Premanande Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki.